Kick it off. Greetings, brothers. I just let out a beautiful, beautiful burp that unfortunately was not on the audio, but that's okay.
Give it time.
Give it time.
I'm sure there will be at least one
tonight. I'm having a lovely non-alcoholic Corona because I want to behave.
Oh, that's no good. Fun.
That's all I got.
I thought there was going to be more to that sentence.
Nope.
I thought you were about to make an announcement.
Nope. Ooh.
I was going to be like,
God, no.
Well, this is awkward.
No.
But also, we would support you.
Would that be how I announce it on the pod?
Yeah, I don't
know. To both of you?
I have a feeling yes.
No.
Oh, not to us. But
I was going to say I could announce it on the pod, but I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beverage. No, I'm drinking a non-alcoholic beverage because it's a Monday night, and I wake up at 4:30 in the morning for work.
Are you staggering with alcoholic beverages?
I was going to, and then I forgot to grab my alcoholic beverages.
I have lots of wine.
Thank you.
I've seen so much wine in that refrigerator, I'm pretty sure we got
You're correct. Yeah. You're correct. I will be staggering.
But that's why I'm having these as well, because these are not non-alcoholic, but they are lower ABV than me butt-chugging wine.
Hell yeah.
So, sick.
Hell yeah. No, I have no announcements. I am just drinking the non-alcoholic, because I do genuinely enjoy the taste of alcohol. And as we were discussing earlier about our cravings and food things, is sometimes you just want something.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I just want something other than water. And okay. So, I want, in my mind, I'm like, I could have a beer, but I don't want the side effects of a beer.
See, yeah. I don't ever crave things like that. I crave, like for drinks, I'm just water.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like, my drink at a restaurant, if it's a non-alcoholic, it's at lunch, I'm an unsweetened iced tea gal.
That's fair.
With lemon. Lots of lemon.
Mm, lovely. I'm not a big soda gally. I'm not a big soda gal. I did try the poppy ones the other day, and like, this tastes like cough syrup. No, thank you.
I don't even
know. It depends on the flavor.
It was the Coca-Cola one, and it tasted like cough syrup. But I'm very sensitive to those kind of tastes because I can't do liquid medicine. Fun fact.
Were you traumatized by amoxicillin when you were little?
Yes. I was the child... that you had to make me stand in front of a sink, I had to have a chaser, and you had to...
So you just learned how to do shots, y'all.
I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't say that I do them well. If this is what has to happen, I have to have someone watch me.
Why?
Same when you
Because
do
I
shots.
Will spit it out.
But if someone's watching you, you won't?
Correct.
Does that work for other things that you may or may not spit out?
Spitters or quitters.
But what if they're not
spitters
watching?
Spitters or quitters. They're not watching. No. Spitters or quitters. Fucking easy cleanup is my motto. Okay. Greetings again, brothers. I apologize for that wonderful interlude of me talking about beverages and my belching. I would like to ask our lovely, lovely ladies, when's the last time you shit yourself?
A very close call last night around 2:00 in the morning. I actually got out of bed because I thought I had, but I hadn't.
Solid.
I didn't even shit my butt. So
you didn't even shit your butt?
No.
No charts?
No.
See? But the face down, ass up works.
I did shit my butt. What was that? Like, I told you guys about it. Was that about a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's the last time I shit my butt. That's about fair. A month ago. How about
that's you? It's since first grade. We're going strong. Okay.
We're going strong. Almost shit ourselves or shit ourselves?
Shit yourself.
Almost.
Shit your butt.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute since I actually shit myself, but like close calls at work last week, I started getting the pains and I was like, time to go assert some dominance. Okay. And I literally said, assert your dominance as I walked into the bathroom. And this is the one
like you're sweating.
This is the one and only time that I did not have a full audience. While I was shitting, I got in there. I got into the poop and stall.
New Hampshire.
TM. I got into the poop and stall. I was like, we're going to do this. A little bit of pee comes out and then you start.
Yeah, and you just can't stop. It's like,
correct.
It's terrible.
It didn't make a noise. It was so simple. By the time somebody
came right out.
Well, by the time somebody came in, I was done.
Good for that. Like, nice clean wipe, clean flush, all of it.
I was like, I didn't know you could do that.
That's amazing.
That is beautiful.
And wonderful. I mean, y'all know my tummy twibbles. I've been dealing with this shit for a minute and like...
Yes. When I was taking the magnesium glycinate during the day, there was multiple times I almost shit myself at work.
Oh, it's definitely amped up since I've been taking magnesium to sleep at night.
Yes.
Like, in the morning, I'm like, bro, uh-oh, like, here it comes. And it's not, like, in a fun way. It's, like, in a, like, dumb and dumber moment.
It's not, you know, in a where fun you're, like, way. You know,
screaming on the toilet, wondering if all of you is liquefied.
You know? Peanut ass.
Like, what is, yeah, it's terrible. But, like, I'm perplexed by the fact that you have managed to not even shit your butt this far, which makes me feel
like
everybody's
right
definition of shitting
to
themselves
be fair,
is
I
different.
Embarrassed myself so bad in the first grade, and I don't know that I want to tell that one on the pod yet. I embarrassed myself so bad in the first grade that, like, I'm pretty sure multiple people still talk about it.
I guess, okay, so here's where I'm hung up. I feel like any time shit exits, whether it makes a mess or not, and you did not anticipate it, nor did you welcome it, or try to do it, then that is shitting yourself. Even if it doesn't make it to your pants, even if it doesn't,
fair.
Like, that's shitting your butt to me. When I say I shit my butt, that means I went, whoa, like, and we might have a wiper, you know, like, but nothing, it didn't make a mess. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, you know, got to a toilet. That doesn't happen, like, weekly,
no.
But, like, it's happened to me enough in my lifetime. But, like, I don't understand how you can make it almost 30 years and not have it happen. I feel like you haven't been living adventurously enough. I feel like you need to explore
to be
new
fair,
foods.
I just turned 27, and so that means I probably, the last time I shit myself was 20 years ago. So, at that point, and speaking of, you know, one, almost the fact that I just turned 27, we have a lovely story that you were a part of for half of it, but we have to tell you the remaining half of the story.
Oh, good.
And then also would like for it to be known, it will probably be a common theme, if you can't already tell, that we're going to talk about shitting on the podcast. Not today.
Hopefully not too much. So
not,
if you're
like,
grossed
not
out by
today's topic, but, yeah. You know.
We're done now.
Yeah, for now. You know, I'm sure shitting will rear its turtle head again at some point.
It'll prairie dog back up.
Yes.
Messy
reach
story.
The story of coming home from my birthday dinner.
Oh.
Which was a lovely time of you were the sober one, m'lady. Oh. You were the DD.
I was like, wait, she didn't shit herself on the way home?
Oh, nope. We did have to stop. So.
Didn't you fart, though? And I was like, we gotta roll some windows
I
down.
I don't remember. When I got
I was the
in
sober
my car,
one. She farted and it was rough.
Hey, we had a lot of food. When I got in my car the next day, my window was still cracked. And I didn't remember that. So, I don't remember the conversation of you telling Steph and Indigo that you could take them home, but they were going to have to surf the bed in the back of my car.
I did tell them.
I agree.
There's a bed frame in the back of the car. You will have to surf in order for us to take you anywhere.
I just underestimated the amount of space the bed took up. Like, I thought, I don't know, like, that nothing like that would ever happen to me after the age of 25.
Well, to be fair, the back of my vehicle is rather large. Like, she's got a hefty gal. So, I can understand why you might have
been... Jess called my car our short bus the other day.
I did.
Which is indeed
true. This is after she called me autistic multiple times, and I said, so are you. And what did we ride the other night? The short bus, a.k.a.
Correct.
Your vehicle.
You know you are, but what am I?
So, I do have a lot of room in my vehicle, but yes, it was a queen-size metal frame bed that I was too anxious to get rid of, and then finally did.
And then they invited two people to ride in the vehicle with, so all the seats are laid down. There is no back seat up.
I warned you.
And you are literally sitting on the bed frame, no access to seatbelts.
I said you were going to have to surf the bed frame.
Yeah. I thought you were
joking.
Just being cheeky.
No.
You know, like when you walk into someone's house and they're like, oh, sorry, it's so messy. I wasn't expecting it. And it's not. And you're shut the fuck up. Your house isn't messy. I thought that's where we were going with that.
No.
Like, so, maybe there might be something like near my head.
Callie and I were mom arming the bed frame on the way to dinner because it kept sliding.
The bars, the slats kept sliding. But I didn't know y'all were coming with us. And then I don't know that I fully even know that when I got in the vehicle that night.
No, she had no clue what was happening.
We were all just talking about being cold. We all were getting in the car. And then I don't think I still fully knew what was happening until we were dropping you off at your house.
And you're like, where's she going?
Yes. Yes.
What's the strange building we've pulled up to?
And then I was like, oh, we gotta go to Indigo's house. And then we pull up. Indigo's car was at, like, a friend's apartment.
Okay.
So Jazz took her to her car. And we pull up and I said, Indigo lives in a house.
She got very mad at me. And I was like, I know, but this is where her vehicle is.
Yes.
She told me to go yesterday.
Yes.
She wanted to get her car back.
But I was very distraught over the fact that this was at a house. We're pulling
Indigo lives in a house. Yes. Like, yeah, no shit.
Yes.
That's the one you were hung up on. That, you know, because like when you get drunk, you get hung up on something yes. real stupid. That's uh-huh. the detail.
So, and again, like, we're playing music the whole time. I don't fully know what's going on. I'm very drunk. And
it was your birthday.
It was. And I had a lovely time. Thank you, ladies.
It was a glorious time.
And we are going down the, like, main road to get to my apartment. And there's not, like, a lot of gas stations or places to stop along this road that especially would not be open at this time of night. And I...
Well, they may have been open, but I didn't want to... They were too sketchy.
I also told you not to stop. Yeah. I also... So, I said, hey, Jazz, I kind of have to pee, but I think I can make it back to my apartment. We were only 10 minutes from my apartment.
At most.
3 minutes later, I said, Jazz, I can't hold it. It's starting to hurt. I have to pee now. And she goes, okay, hold on.
She goes, we've reached the point where I'm in pain. And I said... Ma'am, that's not kind of having to pee. That is, you're about to get a bladder infection.
Or you're about to pee your pants.
Correct. And I really didn't want to clean my seat the next day. Or...
She was going to piss her dress. She did not have pantaloons on.
Correct. So, hold on. However, though, I did have on full body Spanx under the dress.
The worst.
But they had the pee hole.
Oh, so, did you pop a squat with your pee hole?
I've never been more grateful for a pee hole in my life. So Jazz whips, I'll let you say how you whip the car around real quick.
So I was like, Callie, there's an apartment complex coming up, and I think that there's like a lower area where there's like something else down there. And I think we can inconspicuously pull down there, and you can hop out and pee real fast, and nobody will ever know. And so I pull into this apartment main drive, and I was like, okay, yeah, here's the little turny do, we're gonna go down here. Turns out it was a row of condos, which I didn't realize. I thought it was an old folks home and they would all be nighty night, sleep tight, see in the morning maybe. And so I was like, shit, okay, we're in this. And she's already opened the door and flung herself. Mind you, I see a rabbit.
This is just about this part.
Just a random rabbit.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh, there's a bunny. And she goes, I thought that was a squirrel.
A night squirrel.
I was like, Callie, its tail is yay big. And its body is yay big.
Thought it was a squirrel. I was drunk.
That would have had to be the largest squirrel known to man. The world's
maybe
biggest
we saw.
No, okay. We saw a rabbit. Yeah. You were drunk.
I was. So she whips the car in, turns the lights off. I'm already out the door.
She's already out, but also I was concerned about having the lights on that somebody was going to turn their, like they're going to start peeking through a window and be like, why is this car just idling here with their lights on? So I turned it off, but I think that made us look even more sketchy.
So I had a great idea, but then my great idea was not playing out. As I was going to open the passenger door, which was still like unlocked because it's a manual unlock on that door. I was going to open the passenger door and have the front passenger door open and the back passenger door open. And I was going to squat in between them and pee in between them.
The thought was there, the execution poor.
Yes.
At best.
And then I decided I did not want to squat directly where Jazz could see me, even though she could see me the whole time.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to really see you because
you're
there
covered
was like,
with your Spanx, too.
Well, yeah.
You're correct.
But there was, like, the door, like, and then the frame of the car, so it probably would have been fine. I probably would not have seen anything.
I mean, there wasn't. So I
also I'm not concerned about it.
No, I'm not either. I was at that moment for some fucking reason. I was shy in that moment.
I'm starting to realize I have horrible manners. Like some of the like courtesy that you guys.
Callie is literally babysat me and a friend while we pissed behind a building in Southend.
Yes.
And I'm like squatted on the wall, so my whole ass is out. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to have a whole nother episode of like my public urination thing.
Because
it was
bad
enough and there were so many photos at one point that Joey was going to have a coffee table book published. Because it was me and like the backdrop is like something that you'll recognize and I'm not.
Many a piss girl story.
But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. You finish your
story. You were good. So I pop a squat and I've never been happier to be wearing Spanx. And this is not normally a time you'd be happy to be wearing Spanx.
Well, that was the other problem. It was probably squeezing all the piss out of you.
Probably. So, I squat, and I was like, ha, I don't even have to do anything. I just got to adjust my dress. It's squat. And it was fantastic. And then I was in the car, and we were off. And we pull into my apartment complex, and Jazz is like, I'm giving you my parking spot. Get over here in the driver's seat. And I said, okay.
Well, originally, I was just going to pull my car out and then pull her car in. And she was like, nah, I got this. And I was like, okay.
And I did.
She did it. It was fine. Didn't hit any vehicles. She had to move her car approximately 2 feet.
Okay.
So.
Uneventful.
I backed it into a parking spot.
I was like,
real good, and we were good.
She was like, I got this. And I was like, you sure you got this?
Yeah.
She was like, I got this. And I was like, you're very excited about having this.
If I've got anything, I've got backing into a parking spot.
She worries me. But she did not drive drunk.
No.
Moral of the story,
of us drove drunk.
Always have a DD.
And I made it upstairs into my apartment. Did not remember the majority of getting into my apartment. I just woke up naked and hungover the next morning on my birthday.
True.
And that is normally, like, if I get drunk, I'm going to wake up naked. I don't want clothes on for some reason. So... Mm-hmm. I wake up, I'm hungover, I'm like, okay, you know, we're just gonna handle this hangover like a champ, it's my birthday, I got shit to do today, and I'm laying in bed, I'm like, holy fuck, I don't think I grabbed my leftovers. I think I left them at the second bar, and I'm gonna cry, because that pizza was really good. Flatbread. The flatbread, Stephanie, because it was a shrimp and smoked bacon.
It's fine.
Flatbread.
It's fine. I'll allow it.
It was a pizza.
You'll allow it. And I am laying there going, fucking hell. That was so good. I'm so mad at myself. Or I left it in my car, and my hungover ass has to get in my car later where it smells like shrimp and bacon.
Did you take care of yourself and you didn't remember and it was sitting in your fridge waiting for you?
It was in my fridge. I cried
that.
A tear.
When like there's like a mystery caretaker that somehow gets your contacts out and puts your shit away and sets your alarm and gets you water and you're like, wait, it was just me.
I put my pizza away. I filled my water cup. I took all of my jewelry off. I
like clothes make it into the hamper. Like
they did. I took all my makeup off. Took all my jewelry off. Brushed my teeth. Took all of my clothes off, including the very tight ass Spanx that were probably absolutely squeezing the pee out of me, and got in bed.
Sounds like a successful night.
I agree.
To me.
So,
the
success.
Do you ever get the anxiety when like your phone goes off and like when you look at it and it's obviously someone responding to you and you're like, oh no, I texted somebody last night, but then you read your text and you're like, wow, my grammar was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
My spelling. Was perfect. Like, I don't text that well, you know, in a normal,
sober.
You know, 2 p.m. situation. So that's, like, good for me. Go me. Like,
but
still the anxiety comes because I'm like that. I should remember things, maybe.
The lovely anxiety.
Remembering things is good.
Yes. Well, and I feel like last week's episode tied into Easter was about to happen as we kept talking about zombie Jesus and us eating the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Can so you say good. Peanut butter again?
I don't know that I can say it again. How you want me to say it?
You said Reese's peanut butter eggs.
I don't know that I can say it.
Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Would we not do that again?
What are we hitting the Gwitty and the Piggly Wiggly right now?
yeah. So last week's, I feel like, actually really tied in well with Easter happening. And then today, as we are recording, it's April 1st. So,
it is April Fool's Day.
Everyone pay your rent or your mortgage, whatever you're supposed to fucking pay today.
Yeah, that's not April. I paid mine.
That's not really good.
April Fool's joke.
And
I can pay mine via Zelle, so it's really easy. I can just send it over.
I am not like a big April Fool's person, but I figure since we were recording, I'm not a big prank person.
Speaking of, yes.
I
was in the elevator with one of your IRP directors.
Love it.
Coming back from grabbing my lunch. And he was like, I haven't been April Fooled yet. Maybe when your VP asked me to pull this report for him, maybe that was an April Fool's Day joke.
No.
And I was like, you could try it, dude, but like, it's his first day back in office. Might not want to do that.
No, he was now like, also like, yeah. Between the two that you could be talking about, I'm like, we got J or C.
C.
Yep, that's exactly who I was going to say it was. Mm-hmm. Love that. I'm not a big April Fool's pranky person. I did, like, try to prank people when I was a child, but I was really, really bad at it because I'd sit there and, like, snicker and laugh while watching them, like, uncover something.
I don't like pranks because I think maybe, like, being bullied as a kid, I feel like it just gets mean at a certain point, and then I get, like, angry. Like, I can think of things that might be, like, funny, but I'm always worried about the retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time in my life that I like, and it wasn't April Fool's, but I participated in many a prank, was when I worked at this animal hospital in Monroe. The doctor's daughter worked there sometimes. She's still one of my friends, Rachel, and then this other girl, Shannon, that worked with us. We were horrible. Like, it was one day someone was going to be the victim of the most horrible prank that you could ever be a victim of.
Slip an animal's testicles into somebody's pocket.
Oh no, that was it. Yeah, like you
go to the vet office.
Yeah, like you would go to like pull out of the driveway, and all of a sudden something would hit your windshield and be like a uterus, like from a spay. So I've got a thing about cotton, like raw cotton. I don't like it. Like cotton balls, I can't touch them, or like the ends of Q-tips. I can't touch them.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome, because nobody I know has this, and they knew I had it, and they would torture me with it. And so at the animal hospital, we had like the casting cotton, like all it is, like a roll of fucking cotton that you put under a cast, and I can't touch it. Like, and when see people like rip it, I'm like, ugh! Like it's a weird thing. It makes my, it's the same sensation that I get with like chalk. Like I don't.
That's me and Velcro.
Okay.
Jazz has seen me run away from her as she is opening something that is, ugh, I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
She's opening something Velcro.
Oh, she said chalk in my whole body.
I have to cover my ears. It hurts my teeth.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's how cotton is for me. I can't do it. So I went to go get my bag one day, and my entire bag was wrapped in the cotton, the casting cotton, like, and I like heaved through getting that off to open my bag to realize that every single thing in my bag had also been wrapped.
Oh, and,
like, individually, each one of my keys had been wrapped. Like,
they were thorough.
Go deep. And it was, Shannon, if you ever listen to this, use a dirty playing bill. You know you are. You know what you did. But like, my retaliation for that had to be worse. So like one day, and it wasn't as genius as I thought it was going to be. It was more just like gross and annoying to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I took all the claws from like a cat declaw, and I took her cigarettes, and I unpacked the tobacco, and then I put the kitty claws in her cigarette and packed them back, and then put them back in her purse. And I basically just ruined all of her cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite prank that ever came from this group, the funniest thing I've seen someone do to somebody, and it was just like, it was such a brief moment, you had to be there, but you could imagine you're in your early 20s and you're doing the type of drinking that people typically do in their early 20s, and Rachel's house is the house that we hung out at, and Rachel was like prime prankster, with like maybe like Shannon was like the funny prankster, but Rachel was like the mean one.
Ooh,
like terrifying. But like good but mean. Like I didn't ever really want to retaliate on her because I didn't want to receive what the backlash would be for me.
I don't want to know what that thing is.
We were at Rachel's house,
came from,
and we were all drinking. You know, it was like the party house for us. And Rachel ended up getting sick and trying to go to bed. And if you were on the receive, if the tables were turned, she would not ever let you go to bed under any circumstance. Like, you just have to suffer through it. But she ended up, like, getting really sick, and she was going to puke, and she asked Shannon to bring her something to puke in, and Shannon came back to her bedside with a colander.
That's pretty fucking
great. And
she
was too miserable to, like, even really do anything about it, and she's just like, et tu, Brute. You know?
That's fucking brilliant.
And it was, God, it was, some of the, when they weren't directed at me, they were so, so funny. That being said, I've never been, like, a big April Fool's prankster. I got Joey 1 year with the one that apparently is, like, super distasteful. Like, you know, I know you're not supposed to do April Fool's jokes about pregnancy, but I had my pregnancy test left over from when I was pregnant with Beta. Like, I had the actual one. I had saved it in my box of things, and I just laid it on the bedside table. It had... And see, he lost his mind, and it was perfect.
I do think it is rough, though, to do that. I think if you
just do it to your partner, you're not doing it for social media, you're not putting it out in the world, I think that can be okay. I don't like seeing those online where it's like people... Because I know so many people who've had issues getting pregnant, so like...
Like, the joking about fertility isn't funny.
No.
But like, for him knowing that he doesn't want kids...
Yeah.
And my theory of him having had a secret vasectomy in the but he won't admit to it. I don't know if he has or not.
Well, yeah.
But like, I knew he didn't want kids, and I was like, and like the panic that he goes, No.
Well, and Joey, Joey being who he is, I'm like, that's why it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, if it was anybody else, I'd be like,
to understand
he's
that
built a life of fucking with people.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Truly. We were at the shop when he looked at Haley and said, I'm not kidding. Somebody just fucking blew out their whole ass on that toilet, and I need you to go clean it. And he had her convinced. And she was almost like, in gloved tears, up, gloving getting the mop bucket. Yes. But you were talking about the cigarettes. One of my aunts took me to, we were in Myrtle Beach, Cherry Grove area, took me to a little magic shop. And let me pick out whatever I wanted. And what did I find? Cigarette stink bombs. And I have been trying to get my mom and dad to quit smoking since I was like 5. And was not successful. I was now probably 13 at this point. And I managed to get my mom's pack of cigarettes. It had 5 left in it. And I put the cigarette stink bombs in 4 of them. And she had no clue. But it was also like a little Russian roulette kind of.
Like, which one's it gonna
which
be?
Which one's it gonna be?
Oh, not that one.
And so she lights up a cigarette. She had actually, like, had just gotten news from that her sister was in labor and, like, was getting updates on that. So she stepped outside to smoke the cigarette and was on the phone. And my cousin looks at her and goes, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with your cigarettes, but they stink. And you need to take that shit somewhere else. She smoked the entire pack.
Oh, just like still. Didn't even care that they smelled bad. I mean, they are expensive. As you're a former smoker.
Correct.
I mean,
maybe, so she smoked the entire pack. And I like put fake cockroaches in my grandma's bed at one point.
So that kind of prank, I was the little kid that would go to like the joke shop. Yeah. And I loved like the fake turds and a whoopee cushion. Oh,
we were like the buzzer gum and like the
I never liked the shocky ones or the ones that were supposed to like snap it your fingers because they scared me. My anxiety has been high since day one. I have no chill.
The little fake rat popping out of the box. No.
Oh, no. Do you remember the envelopes and it said like rattlesnake eggs or something and you would open it and it would go tss.
Yes.
No, I didn't see that one.
We used to have one of those.
No, but I would definitely try to put like a turd, you know, or like the fake vomit thing.
Literally, the guys used to get me at the store with that all the time. They have one thing of fake poop that they would put around the store anytime. They would prank each other all the time. You left your email open, someone's sending a fake but hilarious resignation letter on your behalf. Like, someone is sending something off the fucking wall from your email. So I always locked my computer. I came into my entire desk covered in sticky notes. I came into my filing cabinets being locked because they chain linked them. They locked me out of an office one time by stacking the filing cabinets. Not locked me in it. Locked me out of it. And I said, please get the fuck back here and you will be fixing all of this. Thank you. But nothing And then the sometimes it's a girl balloon.
Like that, I think, I think is really funny. Like, there was one time we were out in NODA, and this was a long time ago. It was at Jack Beagle's, and there was a guy in the group who was way too drunk in the middle of the day, and he had passed out, like,
that's me.
Face down on the picnic bench, and he smoked cigarettes. And then somebody else that was with us who did not smoke cigarettes literally, like, lit each one of his cigarettes and, like, smoked a little bit of them and, like, got them going and then lined them up on the picnic table so that when he woke up, he'd have all of his cigarettes lined up and
that was pretty funny.
And smoked. You know, it was just, yes. like, one... I mean, it was a had-to-be-there thing, yes. but, like, I think that stuff's funny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, we don't do anything, like, you know, super nefarious or anything, but we do have this one Halloween decoration. And it's this little Frankenstein, I call him my son, and Martell and I will go around the house and place him so he's like peeking around corners. So when you come around the corner and you see him, it like takes you to the kitchen.
Oh no.
And so that's like our funny little haha prank. And then like, you know, like stupid little shit, you know, yes. we move things a quarter of an inch.
When it's funny, it's funny.
Yeah,
you know, but like I don't like crazy. I don't like mean pranks. I don't like mean humor.
I've just
humor.
Had so many mean well, pranks done to me that I'm like, yeah, no, I can't do that to anybody.
And the whole like the whole history behind April Fool's Day starting was not meant in a like a malicious way either. This is where I'm going to attempt to learn y'all something about a little tiny history lesson.
I love a little history nugget.
The history of April Fool's.
It's Callie's Learning Corner.
Oh, not Callie's Reach Around. Beautiful. Thank you. You're not happy with me on that one.
I don't know. This is your learning corner, but you might have to reach back around to something else. I don't know.
I'm sure I will. But back in like 1500, so they were still using the Julian calendar. And then in like mid 1500s, they decided to switch to the Gregorian calendar in France. Like other people had already started switching to it. France had not yet. They switched to the Gregorian calendar late 1500s. And the Julian calendar had the year starting with the spring equinox.
Okay.
Which is around April 1st, normally. Yep. And with the new Gregorian calendar, it had everything starting on January 1st. However, people weren't fully observing it yet.
Okay.
And so the following year, when people were celebrating New Year's on April 1st, they were all laughed at a little bit.
Just kidding.
Yeah, they were all laughed at for being like, you haven't adopted the new calendar. What's wrong with you?
Dum-dum.
Dum-dums. And so they would laugh at them, and they would tape these, like, paper fish to them as a little joke because they were gullible and easy to catch.
Oh.
So they would tape these little paper fishes to them. And, you know, it was just a nice little funny ha-ha, but it was also... That's one of the origin stories, and the other one is that we are currently going through spring. It is April 1st. We just had the spring equinox. We just had Easter, and Mother Nature loves to play jokes on us.
Like when it snows in a week from now?
Yes. Like with God,
please don't.
The weather. Like we have this...
I think we're in the clear now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Usually by April in North Carolina, there's not going to be snow.
No. Not for us, at least. But... maybe other states.
Yeah.
Definitely not us. So it was also probably considered a little bit of an April Fool's because Mother Nature would play her little funny ha-ha joke with her very unpredictable weather around the spring equinox. And so they're like, ah, you know, Mother Nature got us April Fool's kind of thing. And it was celebrated in like little funny ha-ha ways. Like Scotland had it as a two-day thing where they would send people on these little fake errands that they had to run, like, hey, the sheep really needs to go to the dentist kind of things. And then the,
take the sheep
second
to the dentist.
Day would be to play jokes on people's behinds, on their butts.
How does one play a joke on someone's butt?
They would stick fake tails on them or a kick me sign. On their back.
That's where the good
that
old...
That is where it came from. So,
there's... Also the origin of the kick me sign.
On their arse?
On their arse,
most
yes.
likely.
It's called the Tally Day, something like that. So
Tally Day?
Tally Day.
Tally Ho.
I almost said they were tally wagon, but I don't know that that's what I wanted that to mean. Yeah, so there's your lovely learning lesson on the history of April Fools. That's my very short, brief version of it. However, there's been many an April Fool's joke over the years. Apparently, at one point, like, Taco Bell was like, oh, haha, we just bought the Liberty Bell, and we're going to rename it to the Taco Bell.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just...
American Eagle announced a fake home line today, and it was everything made out of jeans. Curtains, a couch, bowls, all made out of jeans.
TBH, though. I might be into it. I might wear a couch. Okay, but my best friend's family, growing up,
yep.
Short sidebar, had a jouch. And it was in their youngest sister's playroom. And I was like, wow, y'all really went full send full in the jouch. 90s and bought this jouch. And what are you going to do with it now? What are you going to do with your jouch? They got rid of the jouch, but...
I love the jouch.
Rid of the jouch.
That's disappointing. That same way in, like, the... we had the discussion on the blow-up furniture. And how all of our bodies would stick to the blow-up furniture.
Okay, but TBT, that was the best. I had a blow-up couch and a blow-up chair, so I made myself a blow-up living room in my room. My bed was real. But then we got an inflatable air mattress... And for a while there, I refused to sleep in my actual bed, so my mom just let me keep it on the floor of my room. So I had my inflatable bed, inflatable couch, and inflatable chair.
Mm-hmm. I had the inflatable chair, but I feel like this was in the time when everything I bought came from Spencer's.
Mm.
And everything involved black lights and glow-in-the-dark things and stars on my ceiling. Yep. And the chair... Yes. Was not comfortable, nor was it practical. No. So, like, it's not something that I ever sat in.
Deflate it a little bit.
Another piece of furniture that I learned a fun fact about today. It's a super morbid fact.
Okay.
But the reason why, if you have a beanbag that you've purchased recently, and you'll notice there's not a zipper on it anymore, or if there is, it's got some sort of, like, special mechanism on it so that you can't open them. Because apparently in the 90s when beanbags were really popular, you could just unzip them and all the styrofoam...
The beans would come out.
And kids would crawl into it and die because they would inhale
that is really
so many styrofoam particles and ingest them. Ooh. I follow this... she's like medical examiner. She's not a medical examiner. I don't know what anyone. One of the Instagram accounts I follow. Yeah, she does like autopsies and stuff like that. She always posts on her page like this week, like guess the death, and then like you
guess the death,
and then the next. And not it's not good. God, I am ruining this. But, you know, and then, like, the next week she'll be like, oh, this is what this is. And it was, like, a picture of either somebody's stomach or lungs that were filled with beanbags. It was, like, a kid that had died from it. So, upgrades in furniture. We no longer have zippers. And thank God we don't have any more inflatable fucking plastic chairs. I don't...
Not that I'm
what
aware
if
of.
I replaced... That's what I should have done. I should have got online... I should have gotten us a bunch of inflatable chairs for today.
We would be squeaking around.
Exactly. It would have been hilarious.
No one would want to listen to us. I wouldn't want to listen to us.
Well, I have to listen the most to us. So I know. They could get over editing. It for one.
Speaking of not wanting to listen to us, my little reach around.
Yes.
I feel like listening to the edits when you send them is the hardest thing I have to do in life, and I didn't realize how much shit flies out of my mouth that I have absolutely no control over or any memory of saying it. It's like, once it's out, it's gone. Like, the whole, like, comfort panties thing, when you told me that, like, yep. I didn't remember saying it.
And you were tattooing me.
Like, I was tattooing. Had not had a single beverage. It has nothing to do with drinking. I just say shit, and when I hear it played back on the podcast, I'm like... Why did I say that? And then, like, it's all these little self-realizations that are happening that, like, I feel like I owe anybody listening an apology. I had no idea. Also, how slow I talk. That's something that I feel like I'm like, spit it out, lady.
That might help some people.
Today, Julia.
Maybe.
We kind of fucking doing all the ADHD shit and talking a little bit fast.
Maybe.
So.
But, like, I also had no idea how kicking my lisp was until I hear it, which is fine. I think a good lisp is cute, but I just didn't know I had one. And then another thing that I didn't
realize.
What
you want to say,
Jess? Is, like, some of the things that I say, I'm pretty sure aren't even my original thoughts. It's, like, something that has crept into my subconscious. Like, in the last episode when I described wanting to roll my dog up into a ball and shove her into my vagina and birth her.
How many text messages I got after that episode saying that was their favorite fucking part. I had multiple people going, Steph's monologue at the end about wanting to give birth to her dog was my favorite part of the whole... I had someone send me their favorite quotes from, like, the past two episodes, and not a single... They're my friend. Not a single fucking one of the quotes was from me. Well, the thing it was from you too. And I was like,
think,
yes.
Beautiful. I don't think they're from me either. They That's are. The thing. No, they're from my mouth. But I think I've like collected
earworms.
Them
yeah, they're
from
earworms.
Other places. And I can, you know, like, have you ever... So I guess I'm having, like, some deja vu. Like, I heard me say that, and in the moment, I didn't think I was pulling from anything. It felt so natural, but hearing it played back, I'm like, I think I've actually heard someone else say that to me before, or maybe I've said it before. I don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, but, like, it's such an abstract thing to say. Does my brain really work like that?
Yeah.
I think so. No. I think, 'cause mine does. Mine, I do the same thing. I pick up the most random shit. I sometimes, with y'all especially, I don't do this in a regular setting, but with y'all especially, because I'm comfortable, I will say some of the most off-the-wall shit.
We love it.
And I am doing it slightly for the laugh factor, but it's also because it is literally popping in my head right the second, and if I don't fucking get it out, I'm going to cry. So, then I just
ADHD.
Spit it out. Yep. And y'all look at me and go, either tell me, I hate you, or, no, get out. Where's your spray bottle? Out.
Have any of you heard yourself say things that you didn't realize you did? Or am I the only one that lacks self-awareness?
No. I'm pretty sure I have. I told you I was listening back on one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I have friends that are going to listen to me say these things. And that was...
Well,
not the most flattering.
There was the little pep talk I had to give to Callie when we were posting our mm-hmm. About Me's. Where I was like, she was like, I can't talk about myself. Like, I feel weird about it. And I was like,
until I can't shut the fuck up either.
We have listeners, which, thank you to the listeners that are in other countries.
Thank you, the four of you.
And also, why,
No, thank you.
No, we're not shaming you. We love it.
No. I'm just curious how and why. But no, we appreciate you listening, but I looked at Callie and I said, our first episode was dominated by you talking about you queefing. Dominated. It's literally the queef heard around the world. So at this point, like, I think that you're good. I think people know a lot more about you already than what you're going to put in this post. So you could really put whatever. You could put pee pee poo poo pee pee poo poo.
They've already heard about my vaginal music. Again, I thought
the song it sings.
And it needed to come out of my fucking mouth. Even if you roll your eyes at me, I needed it to happen.
The trombone of your lady bits,
ooh,
if you will.
I was nervous about people that I know listening to it, which also, this is a fun one. You guys have met my friend Courtney. She's got the curly hair.
Yes.
She's popped into the shop mm-hmm. a couple times.
Yes.
I got to spend some time with her on my lizard day.
Where
I played hooky to sit in the sun, and then it was windy and I cried, and then it got sunny later. But anyway, she popped over and she was like, so I was listening to your podcast, and she was like, but also I was reading, she was like, I was on Instagram and I was at work. We don't get good service at work. But I had just been reading the most recent post for the pod, and anytime I pulled my phone out of my pocket and opened it, it was stuck on that. So now I'm like at work, not in my car, and every time I pulled out my phone, she works at an animal hospital,
mm-hmm.
it's going sucking on my titties like you want me. She's like, it did it three different times. But also, she wants to come drink wine and talk shit with us.
I'd love that.
And I feel like she will be another a voice of the 40s with me, where I think it, like, that's the I really kind of love the dynamic that has developed where I'm like, I'm going to stop saying I'm old because I'm not old. I'm 40 almost, and that's not that big of a deal. But it is sometimes really funny, the learning or life experience that can happen in 10 years that makes for really good opposing views in conversation. And I feel like she's also really funny and quick-witted, and if you think I say some off-the-wall fucked-up shit, and she just rolls out with it with her sweet little voice, and you're like, did she... Huh? So, she wants to come drink with us, absolutely. And I feel like it will be really, really fun.
Well, and I think one thing, like, reaching back around to being nervous
Jazz's
about...
reach around. I love a reach around.
Jazlyn's reach around corner. Yep.
Makes you feel heard, you know?
Yeah.
Seen. Felt.
Well, and... But. So, I know that... Both of you voiced before we started the podcast that you were concerned about people you know listening to the podcast. And I have grown so comfortable with the ridiculous shit that comes out of my mouth that I just never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, this is after many a year of being like paralyzing anxiety, can't do anything outside my comfort zone, do not want to listen to myself talk, and now all of a sudden I'm like fucking audio engineer and I say some off the wall shit and I'm like, it's nothing anybody hasn't heard already from me.
I mean, I do laugh when I listen to it. I'm like,
yes.
Like, it's funny, but it's also really funny. That's also a surprise to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I've lived this moment, and then
that was about a 4.5.
That was a weak burp. I know.
You got the winds.
it's got to come out one way or another.
The upper winds
are out them in.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. I think my nervousness isn't so much like what will I say, what will the people I know think, because mm-hmm. I've talked to you guys like I talk to everybody, so this must happen regularly where they're left with these little gems and I'm left going like blissfully unaware of
beautiful, of
what I left out in time. But now it's here and it's being recorded. It's fine. But I think I'm just convinced I call it the American Idol complex. You know how when you're watching American Idol, there's, you know, people that are really talented, but then mm-hmm. there are people that they keep on the show that aren't talented.
Yes.
So that they can make fun of them. I feel like I am that person.
No.
In every part of my life that, like, whenever someone goes, oh my God, I like that dress, I'm like, you're making fun of me. Someone goes, oh my God, you can blank well. I'm like, you're making fun of me. And that's my, like, core. It's the American Idol syndrome. I think that's like when I realized that people would do that, maybe, was like watching that show.
That's and I'm fair. Like,
oh, people will tell you you're good and you think you're good. Like, you get to that point because people have cheered you on.
Uh-huh.
You know, so how many mean people have cheered you on to where you feel confident enough to go on national TV and suck that hard, you know? So that means you can be so unaware of these, like,
so blissfully, you know, like, unaware,
cringy things. And so I adopted that as, like, my personality, and I'm the joke contestant on American Idol. So I will leave you with that, and I will continue to talk about shitting my pants.
If anyone is the joke contestant on this one, I do think it is me. So I think we're good there.
I want to be the joke. You can't be the joke. I want to be the joke.
Yeah, let her be the joke, Callie. Jeez.
God, don't take my joke.
On this? The day of fools?
Hell! Damn it! I was like, I thought I was doing a nice thing for a second. I was like, no, I actually think it's... I think it's... Like, I'm the one that is, like, not supposed to be here, and I'm the one that you just have on for the making fun of, and then...
Oh, my Lord. Never in a million years. You're the most...
And that's how I feel about you, again. That you're not the person...
Oh my God,
in our lives?
Do we all have American Idol syndrome?
We probably all have the American Idol syndrome.
Is it called something else and I just named it?
I love you. Speaking of Jazlyn being pretty fucking funny and shit Jazlyn says, and... We've already discussed this one because I did immediately send the screenshot as soon as I received it on the most recent update to our lovely list of shit Jazlyn says, which is at 56 items. We're just going to cover the most recent one that was said unprompted with zero context to her husband. And it took him so off guard. Yeah, that's the word. That he immediately DMs me and goes, add it to the fucking list.
I forgot.
There's a stinky little boy in all of us.
So.
Go ahead.
That was on, what, Saturday? Yeah, that was Saturday before I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up on one that day. I was just like, the world's my stage.
It was Friday. It was IKEA day because I was driving you to IKEA to meet Kinsley when you're like, I'm on one today. Like, I just fucking woke up like this. Oh, it was.
Okay. Yeah, I just, like, woke up in a great mood, and I was like, the world is my stage, and I am going to make them understand my comedy. And at some point, I got up and, like, was getting dressed and getting ready to go, because, like, I had an appointment, and, like, I was still working, but there was absolutely nothing coming through, so I was like, let me run and go get dressed real fast. And Martell, I walk into the room, and Martell is laying down, and he looks at me and he goes, tell me something sweet. And it started off with, I got the black lung pop. And he goes, that's not sweet. And I said, you don't know. You've never had the black lung. And I go into the bathroom. I'm doing my thing. And then I walk back out. And he's like, you're so pretty. And I made a face at him, as I do, because I deflect any sort of like compliment that I get. And then I don't know what he said after that, but I just turned to him very dramatically and I said, there's a stinky little boy in all of us. And I went back into the bathroom and he was like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. And I was like, nor do I.
It's just welcome. Like a world, you know, like when a kitten walks up to something and like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
It's like totally normal. And then it's like, ah, and that was me.
The opponents just left a little stunned, confused.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
They're like, I just got mauled with little tiny fluffy paws, and I don't understand why.
Paws of fury.
Love that.
Paws of fury. That's what we're going to call next time you're on one.
Ooh,
Jazz has paws of fury.
Paws of fury are going at it. Well, along with the April Fool's thing and things we've said and people have said to us, I also had a brief story upon a time that I feel that a man made me a fool. And this is one of Jazz's favorite stories I've ever told. Actually, she has a couple of mine that are her favorites, but this one, it's very brief.
Do we want to close out on your brief story about the man
who made you a fool? If anyone else has any fool stories they would like to share, please do.
I don't have one coming to mind, but sometimes it tells someone telling a story to get me to.
I think you might have one for this one, and I don't mean that in an offensive way. I just mean that, and it might jog a memory. I was off and on dating this lovely creature of a man who, at some point, we were back and forth, and he looks at me and goes, I just can't do this anymore. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my sight. And I start hysterically laughing. And he goes, why are you laughing? And I said, you just quoted Last Resort by Papa Roach. And he goes, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. I said, yes, you did. Which is why I thought this was funny, because I thought you were joking with me. And he's like, no, I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, oh, that really sucks.
Womp, womp.
But now I get to tell all of my friends that someone broke up with me.
Cut my life into pieces.
Someone this broke up with me using the lyrics to Last Resort. And he did not understand it at that time. But I still find it.
I hope he looks back on it and cringes.
I fucking hope so too. But I, you know, I think about that sometimes and I just kind of laughed at myself.
I hope that changed the trajectory of his life.
Probably.
He was like, girls are going to laugh at me if I quote Papa Roach.
Girls are going to laugh at me if I break up with them. don't quote Papa Roach when you're breaking up with anybody.
I just never got broken up with.
Because you're very high, and no one should ever break up with you.
I'm manipulative, and I could feel that, you know, whenever somebody liked me, I would break up with them before. I mean, I've probably said some... I can think of one time I actually made a fool out of somebody that I was with. Instead of breaking up with them, I just called my friend Danny, that I called Danny my love, and this guy had taken me out on a date, and we went to the bowling alley to meet his friends for the first time, and I was immediately like, boring, you know, just not into it. And so I called my friend Danny to meet me at the bowling alley, Danny and I had a completely platonic relationship, except for we would make out. He was a horrible kisser.
Ew.
So it wasn't even fun. It was more funny. Mm-hmm. But I called him to this date, and I pulled Danny into the women's room and proceeded to make out with him in the bathroom while my date's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, totally. You can just leave me alone. But that's the type of person I was. So if someone were to really make a big fool out of me, I would deserve it. That would be a good karmic reach around for sure.
Karmic reach around. Wow.
The old reach around from the universe.
Oh, the old karmic reach around. I'm going to say that next time that something just happens. I'm just going to say it's the karmic reach around.
Everything's a reach around for me now.
Yeah. Everything's a reach around if you try hard enough.
Exactly.
Jocelyn! This isn't a hotel. And you would have had to have listened to the last episode to get that one.
Could be a hotel if you rented a room from us.
In your home?
Yeah.
The hotel. You're welcome. God.
Well, and on that note,
watch out for that karmic reach around. Okay, love you, bye.
Maybe just let the karmic reach around happen. Maybe that's what we need.
And if a reach around feels like too much of a surprise, I mean, that's fine. I understand.
Yeah. No surprise reach arounds. Just like no surprise stabs.
No. Surprises. I have too much anxiety for surprises of any kind anymore. We'll just end on no surprises.
No surprises.
But if you guys don't want to be surprised about us talking about buttholes or shit, you know, next episode, go ahead and throw on out what you think we should talk about.
Honestly.
Do you want to hear more about my butthole? I'll talk about it extensively. If you would like to hear about the unevenness of my tits, that's fine,
too. Or the places we've peed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The places
Honestly. The places we've peed.
I think we might need a map for that one, just so we can map out every place that we've peed.
But mine spans every state I've ever been to.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
And when I was in Europe, I did deliberately take a picture of every toilet that I used because I thought they were all so fascinating.
A friend of ours told us how they had to pee while they were in Paris, and you have to pay for all of the restrooms in Paris. And so they went and peed behind a tree while the Eiffel Tower was sparkling at night, and they got to see it.
And beautiful. I said, a piss with a view.
Yes.
You know, I actually really appreciate that concept because, as we've discussed, I'm a high anxiety person.
Yes.
And I often have to pee, and I get nervous about walking into somewhere and I'm sneaking to the bathroom.
Yep.
And then they're like, we don't have a public restroom. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I should have bought something first. Or I'll go in somewhere and I'll buy something. And I'm like, hey, by the way, do you have a bathroom? And they're like, no. And I'm like, ugh. So if you just tell me the rules that I have to pay to pee.
Yeah.
Cool. Because I paid to pee in the Amsterdam train station.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I feel like a train station should be a public pisser.
There probably was a public pisser.
Well, it was public, not that one.
I meant people were probably pissing in public. Sorry.
That's people the were shitting on the sidewalk in Amsterdam. Ah. So it's not like they weren't doing it anyway. So I feel like charging for that sort of thing. Anyway.
Anyways, we will discuss in depth in the future.
Maybe join us next week for places we've peed and spaces we've seed. And
Wow.
I'm just
places
saying.
Speaking we pee.
Of, I'm gonna spaces shut
I really have to pee.
So do I.
Watch out for your car.
I
reach
say
around.
Good day.
And don't forget to rate and subscribe and
please
comment what you want to hear so you don't have to hear this bullshit anymore. Okay, we love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.